If Florida's citrus industry decides to initiate a federal research and promotion program for orange juice, such a program is probably at least a year and a half from becoming a reality. Marlene Betts with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service told the Florida Citrus Commission Wednesday that implementation of such a program usually takes at least a year to 18 months. Betts outlined how research and promotion programs are implemented for the commission, which met for the second time to consider such a program for OJ. Betts described the steps involved in implementation, including gaining consensus of all USOJ producers in Florida, California, and Texas. The USDA would have oversight of the implementation process as well as of the ongoing operation of any federal research and promotion program. A key reason the citrus industry is considering the formation of a federal OJ board is to hopefully eliminate the so-called free rider issue. Many Florida growers are unhappy that they currently pay for all OJ marketing efforts through taxes they pay to the Citrus Commission, while imported orange juice, which is not taxed by the Commission, gets a free ride. A federal order collecting funds from all U.S. OJ producers and OJ importers might also provide enough money for a national orange juice advertising program. The Citrus Commission recently abandoned its decades-long OJ advertising program because greatly reduced Florida production no longer raises enough tax to pay for an effective advertising program. Some think a large-scale advertising program might shore up OJ sales, which have been declining for years. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.